Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rick Maurer being back on the show. Rick's a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top experts on change that we've ever known. He's taught us so much about not just accepting change, not just managing change, but leading change. And he's the author of a number of books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite title, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And he's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So I know you've got something on your mind that I am very keen on, Rick. In one of the chapters in my book, in that chapter, I say that for hundreds of generations, businesses have worked off mightily hard to deliver value, to demonstrate value to their customers, and for a long, long time, that was important. But I said more and more every day, putting an S on that word is increasingly important, not only externally but internally. And I'm talking about values.
Yeah.
So, and I know that this is an area that you've been working a lot on.
Well, it is, and I've been talking to some clients recently, so it's got me thinking more about it. And I was talking to a couple of these clients on the phone, and they were and suddenly they could hear my voice change, and they said, "What's up?" And I said, "I got to tell you, I'm really pretty cynical about creating values." I said, "I'm all for them, so you can quote me on this, Jim. I'm all for values."
Yeah.
But
what a guy.
I know. but I said, but the problem is, organizations can easily come up with a string of values. I mean, just lots. You know, you and I could come up with stuff that would have tears in people's eyes. The problem is, there's often no muscle behind those.
Well, where's the meat?
Exactly. Yeah, and they're more like advertising slogans rather than guiding principles.
Well, it's like those old canned mission statements that I hated.
Oh, yeah.
No, when I talk about values, I'm talking about the one you got to walk the talk.
Yes. So if you take the title of your book, I was saying, you know, The Age of the Customer, and let's say my small business, we go, yeah, okay, that's it. We really want to be customer focused. I mean, everybody's going to say that, but then you've got to, you know, walking the talk is, okay, so what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And what I was challenging my client on is, okay, so you've got these really nice sounding values. They sound like they could work well for your company. Where's it going to be hard to apply those values? When are you going to be tempted to go, well, but we don't really need to do it? Because that's when the value comes into play. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of nice stuff that you got hung on the wall.
Well, where the rubber meets the road is when you have the moment in time when you have a character test to show whether you're transactional or relational.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's when you find out what your values are.
Yep.
Am I willing to go to the mat? Am I willing to take one for the team to demonstrate to this customer or to an employee that we're relational as opposed to being transactional?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't said it transactional versus
relational.
Relational, yeah. I think that's great. I think that's a good distinction. And when I was working with some clients last week, I said, look, a lot of you, when you got married, said for better, for worse, for sickness and health, till death do us part. And, you know, infidelity gets in there. And that's pretty easy to live up to at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
But when you're on the road and you're in a hotel room alone at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, that's when, you know, the value needs to come into play. Yep. Like, okay, I'm still married. mm-hmm. even though it's 10 o'clock. And that transactional stuff just, you know, it really lets you know that's not really a value.
Well,
it was a convenience.
Who was it? Was it Wooden who said, the coach who said, conflict or challenges don't create character, it reveals it?
Huh. I don't know if it's him.
One of the coaches, I think it was Wooden, maybe said yeah. said that challenges don't create character; they reveal them. They reveal
wow.
character, and I think that's the case. I mean, how many times have we seen people who tell their people, you know, we're customer focused, and then a customer brings something back and they say, "I'm sorry, ma'am, this has been out of warranty for 33 minutes." It's been out of warranty
right.
for a half an hour. I'm sorry, we can't take care of that. You know, that's not walking the talk. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about some... Rick actually says there are pros and cons to values. I'm going to ask him to explain himself after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.